Hello and welcome to the Pleasure Collective podcast. This podcast will help you to create a desire-driven, pleasure-led life, uncover the absolute gold that exists in your motherhood experience, and create synergy in blending motherhood and business. I'm your host, Regan Figg, wife and mama to three little wildlings, author of A Mother's Pleasure, and coach and mentor to women who want to create what they desire with pleasure. I'm honored to have you invest your time, energy, and attention in listening into the podcast. And I acknowledge the custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced, the Wadi Wadi people of Darawa land. Now let's dive in. Chapter 8. Receive Like a Goddess. Recently on my way home from a morning walk, I stopped at my favorite little coffee shop and sat down for a quick coffee in the sun before the day ramped up. One gift of becoming a mother is that a tiny pocket of time filled with peace, quiet, and personal space can feel like an expanse of time that I might have previously taken for granted. I was feeling generous and loved up and ordered Hubs his extra hot flat white to walk home to him. As the barista handed it to me, he asked, "Do you want me to double up the cup for you?" I said, "Yes, please, that'd be great." So off home I went, only to realize that perhaps a year or even 6 months ago, I would have said, "Oh no, it's fine. I'm all good." And proceeded to spend the entire 10-minute walk home juggling the burning hot coffee from one hand to the other as the flesh from my palms melted onto the footpath. It got me thinking, why would I have denied the barista's double cup offer before? Because I didn't want to inconvenience him. Because I could, in quotations, cope without the second cup. Because I didn't want to make a fuss. Because the feminist in me said I can look after myself. Because the people-pleasing tendencies we inherit as females goes deep. Because the programming we swallow down, switch on, and continue to play out as mothers says, I am the one who looks after others, not the one to be looked after. Because it was an unconscious default setting to say no thanks to receiving until it wasn't. These are some of the many reasons why we as women in motherhood have such a hard time receiving pleasure. Pleasure in the bedroom, pleasure with our children, pleasure in the housekeeping, pleasure for pleasure's sake. Might I now remind you that we are miraculous human beings here on earth for a divine experience filled with pleasure. Say yes to receiving. Over the next two chapters, we will learn to make friends with our desires, say yes to receiving, and enjoy receiving what we desire without insurmountable guilt and shame. The thing is, the way we receive one thing is the way we receive everything. I invite you to think about it. How do you receive? How do you receive compliments, offers of help, gifts, affection, pleasure, a double coffee cup so you don't lose a hand? Chances are you've been taught in some form or another that receiving is not for you. Do any of these feel familiar? Receiving is transactional. To receive, you must give something in return. Receiving help means you're not coping. Receiving a compliment means you're not humble. Receiving affection means you must give it back. Our ability or inability to receive pleasure is the measure of our internalized societal value and self-worth. Our society does not value a mother's work, and therefore the level of pleasure we're willing to receive is minimal. We must be productive, or even suffer, before we are, in quotations, deserving of receiving and experiencing pleasure. A hot cup of tea, a few moments in the sun, doing nothing, reading, a nap time of self or partnered pleasure. When you begin to open to receiving, you'll notice you actually open the floodgate to greater abundance. You'll open yourself to more help, more support, more money, more time, space, energy, everything. And you get to choose to say yes and more, please. The barriers to receiving. At my mother blessing for my third baby, one of my best friends confessed that she wished she'd done more for me after my first son was born, during my journey through postnatal depression, anxiety, and insomnia. I thought back to that time and I remembered how forgotten I'd felt, how much I wanted someone to take the reins of caring for me, even if just for 10 minutes, to make me a cup of tea and run a bath. How I had fantasized about meals left on the doorstep that never came. How I had expected it to be different, expected to have felt more held and received more help. I realized in that moment, under the trees and the dappled sunshine by the rolling waves, I'm not sure I would have been able to receive it. Energetically, I had created a boundary to receiving because of all that I had internalized, believed, and integrated as part of my identity. Before becoming a mother, I had spent my entire life proving to the world and myself that I was independent, that I was capable, that I could achieve anything I set my mind to. I didn't need help to do anything. I'd assumed that would continue after becoming a mother. I believe part of the reason I experienced postnatal depression and anxiety 7 months into motherhood was because of all the white knuckling I was doing, trying to maintain the independence that was such a big part of my identity. We know it takes a village to raise a child, but what I discovered was that even if there had been the traditional village available to me to help raise my child, at that point on my journey, I don't think I would have accepted the help. There were more conversations made around the help I wanted to receive with each subsequent pregnancy and birth, but I couldn't have those conversations until I became conscious of the barriers within that prevented me from receiving. Ultimately, I couldn't get to a place of being supported until I was able to open myself to receiving support. Creating new truths. As I became aware of narratives that held me back from receiving, I slowly began replacing them with narratives that opened me up to receiving and therefore changed my relationship to receiving. The old truths. Point one. Asking for or accepting help means I'm weak or not coping. Point two. I shouldn't need anyone else to help with housekeeping. Point three. Receiving affection or pleasure from my husband means I have to, in quotations, put out and pay it back. Point four. People only give me compliments to be nice. My new truths. Point one. Asking for or accepting help is a gift to the person who wants to give. Point two. Sharing a house with my husband means shared housekeeping responsibilities. Point three. I can receive pleasure and affection for pleasure's sake. Point four. Receiving compliments gracefully means giving someone an opportunity to give. This new connection between the way I felt about receiving and what I actually received and the processes of getting from one to the other, along with years of inner work, work with clients and studies of quantum physics, meant that by my third pregnancy, I knew I could choose how this experience was going to go for me. Activity. Reframe your receiving reflex. Become aware of your relationship to receiving by noticing the moments of your day where there is opportunity to receive anything and observe your thoughts, feelings, and stories that arise. 1. Become aware. Notice the opportunity to receive. 2. Observe. Notice your reaction and default response to what you're being offered, what feels okay to receive, what doesn't. 3. Acknowledge. Notice what you say no to. Ask yourself why. And jot it all down in your journal. What's the story? 4. Reframe. What's a more helpful meaning or thought? Change the story and continue to remind yourself of that whenever the opportunity arises. And to take this even further, 5. Level up. Your challenge now is to say yes, or the appropriate version of yes, to every opportunity you desire to receive. Notice what comes up for you. 6. Express discomfort. Chances are you feel really uncomfortable. Consider how you can express that discomfort from your body in a healthy way whilst being in the energy of receiving. Some ways to express discomfort include journaling, movement or dancing, talking with a friend or mentor, through art or other creative pursuits, while still having said yes to receiving. We explore expression in great detail in the chapter Pleasure Pathways. And 7, practice. Keep flexing your receiving muscle until one day when you say yes to a second coffee cup, you blow your mind at how far you've come. The ripple effect of receiving. The societal conditioning we've all been immersed in when it comes to the role of a mother and a mother's needs and wants has not only done a massive disservice to us as mothers, potentially leaving us feeling depressed, depleted, and defeated, it's also done a massive disservice to our partnerships, our parenting, and the families in our society. It's not only us who miss out when we don't allow ourselves to receive like a goddess. When we say yes to receiving, we say yes to being better resourced and having a heightened mood and higher perspective. We can be present and respond in a steady, regulated way instead of react in a reflexive and potentially damaging way, which means we can deepen our intimate connections with self, with life, with our children and our partners. Your pleasure is yours. I often get asked, how do I explain to my partner the benefits of prioritizing me time, self-care and pleasure so that I can devote myself to this family, feel better in myself, not feel so stretched? How do I get them to step up and support me to do this? Or some version of that. When you have uncovered what it is you'd like to receive, opened to it, and then built up the courage to ask for it and not been understood, valued, or met, it can be really defeating and bring up feelings of resentment and frustration. It might stop us from ever asking again. We've all been socialized to believe that mothers are to do the majority of caring, housekeeping, organizing, and such. Fathers have not been immune to this messaging, this modeling, this conditioning, which means they're often not aware of how to better be of service, of what it is we are carrying, of how we feel in carrying this load. What ends up happening is that we lean further into our masculine energy, which, by virtue of the universal law of polarity, pushes our partners into their feminine. This means we are in the driver's seat, being goal-oriented and driven to do all of the things. And our partners are pushed into surrender, into being, into softening, not the energy that is going to whisk us off our feet, be our knights in shining armor, and do all the things that are wearing us down. When we prioritize our pleasure, it moves us out of our masculine and allows our partners to move into their masculine. This means we energetically and metaphorically step aside so that they can step up. No conversation, argument, or asking required. Put the scrubbing brush down and walk away. Now's the perfect time for self-pleasure. Traditionally, we might think we need to tell, teach, or demand what we want of anyone, especially our partners. However, when we do this, it puts them in the place of possession. Our partners do not possess our pleasure. We do. And it is our responsibility to seek, find, and experience it for ourselves, for our partnerships, for our relationships with our children, and for the sake of pleasure itself. We are not our household employee, nor is our partner our boss. We do not require their permission to seduce ourselves with the sensualities of life. We do not need to give them a list of the benefits of our self-care. We do not need to explain how much better we feel when our cup is full. We do not need to tell them how important it is for the children to have a mother who feels good. We don't have to say a word. We simply need to be it, and they will feel it. They will feel your lightness. They will feel the tension dissipate. They will feel your yes, your openness. They will notice that easy breezy you because they will feel it through them. And to them, it feels good. It is what every partner craves, the fullness of the goddess. The satiated woman, the fulfilled woman who can surrender to life like a gentle stream into the ocean. She'll be noticed, she'll be felt, she'll be revered as much as she reveres herself. For she is magnificent and she resides in all of us. So if you feel yourself saying, I'm ready to receive, but they aren't giving, or I want to receive, but I'm sick of just waiting for it to happen, or how can I get them to understand the benefits of self-care or me time? Then try this. 1. Ask yourself what you want them to give you. 2. Now give that to yourself. Show, don't tell. I invite you to ask yourself the question, how can I show rather than tell? How can I show my partner what it is I desire in a way they will witness, feel, and notice? It might take some time or no time at all, but it is more effective than any kind of telling or teaching. It also won't feel like parenting your partner or trying to tell them what to do. When I began my business, I'd get really frustrated with my husband for not, in quotations, supporting me by giving me time for my work. Instead of trying to explain to him the benefits of me spending time in my business, I showed him those benefits by protecting the time I'd set aside to work, actually taking that time for work and coming back as an energized, upbeat, happier version of myself. What I desire finds me. Prioritizing our pleasure Being self-focused and caring for ourselves through pure enjoyment are divine acts of devotion that empower our partner to witness the goddess that's living alongside them and offers them an opportunity to honor her appropriately. When we've spent most of our lives being encouraged to achieve, go after what we want, take the steps and make the moves, one of the most powerful moves we can make is to surrender, to be open, to call in what we'd like to receive as opposed to seeking it out. Receiving is a feminine art form that is perceived as passive, but in reality is energetically active. We can actively open ourselves to receiving by surrendering the doing of all the things, by taking the importance out of what, in quotations, needs to be done, and placing it instead on what would feel fun, what would nourish, what would soothe, what would bring satisfaction, enjoyment, or pleasure. My friend Callie Brown said once, "What I desire finds me," and this is exactly the energy you get to learn here. And when you've mastered it, you get to receive like the goddess that you are. So what do you desire? I desired and then declared that my third baby would bring abundance. I programmed in a new belief that I am always supported, because if I was going to be welcoming in abundance, this would also mean abundance of support. Logistically, physically, emotionally, and mentally. After having my babe, it was really easy to run client sessions at first because she would just be sleeping by my side or on the boob. This worked until a few months in when she was awake a lot more and wouldn't always settle with a boob or a snuggle. I could have done what I would have done a few years back, cut some of my sessions, schedule and strategize, believing I had to sacrifice one or the other, my work or my family. But instead, for the next month or two, I trusted that I would receive the support I needed. I focused on being open to receiving in whatever form it came and practicing gratitude when it arrived. I focused on surrendering, on stepping aside so that someone or something else could step up, on reminding myself that not only was I always supported, but I was more supported than ever. And what happened after that was pretty entertaining. Every client session already booked in over the next 3 months that wasn't covered by Jake being home to care for our daughter was taken care in one way or another. Whether my daughter had an unusually long nap, Jake had an unexpected early finish from work, or someone rescheduled to a time when I had care, it worked out every single time. Goddess energy. I realize that I'm asking a lot of you. I'm asking you to trust, to surrender. And I know that perhaps that hasn't felt safe for you before, or perhaps you haven't had much practice at it. The good news is this, it happens really quickly. The dishes that you decide to step away from are washed by the next evening. The meeting that you prioritized pleasure over gets rescheduled. The birthday present for which you missed the cutoff delivery date, you find in the window of a store you walk past. This is not about playing some kind of domestic duty cat and mouse. It's about you being devoted to yourself, shifting your energy to that of the goddess, and life getting the memo and obliging. It might actually astound you how effective it is to play with your mind and energy like this and see results almost immediately. And if you don't, keep opening, keep trusting, try not to become contracted, impatient, and tense. Remember, we want to receive pleasure, and the way we receive pleasure is the same way we receive anything, by believing we are worthy. Quote, "You are a miraculous human being here on earth for a divine experience filled with pleasure." All right, my love, before I wrap up this episode, listen in because I have an epic freebie coming in January. It's called The Motherlode and it's all about uncovering the absolute gold that already exists in your motherhood experience. It's a week-long journey live with me to strike gold in motherhood. Not by getting lucky, not by trying harder or getting more organized, not by changing your children's behavior or your personal circumstances, we uncover the gold that's already there for you to feel alive and lighter and soothed and in total reverence of the riches in your life. It's completely free and you'll leave with tangible treasure-finding skills and practical, simple strategies. Make sure you go to the show notes for the sign-up link. Again, it's completely free and you're invited. It's been my pleasure to offer my book to you in a really accessible way. If you're loving the podcast and audiobook episodes, please do me a massive favor and share it with a friend or on your socials and leave a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. You can also order a Have in Your Hands copy from any good bookstores or your favorite book-selling online retailer. In pleasure, bye for now.